Phil, welcome to Birmingham.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad at all. Having a good time. You must be having an amazing time in a place like this.
Do you know what? It's a bit surreal, because it's a bit like being in television with the crowd. So you're amongst all the people that you know, but it's, I'm just finding it, I'm struggling with it. I mean, for instance, a minute ago, I was in bed with Alison Hammond and Holly Willoughby.
Worst places to be?
Well, yeah, I just sort of think, oh, I'm a lucky boy, aren't I?
You're here for This Morning Live. It must be for you, and this has been going on for a while, sort of 6 months or so ago, taking the idea, put it into practice. It must be amazing for you to finally be here on stage in front of these audiences.
It is, because ITV being as it is, they never really tell you all the details. So I had really no idea how it was going to, the format was going to work. And I was the first person to cook over there, so the gas wasn't on and, you know, stuff like that. Which is quite, but that's quite normal at shows. But it's... it's a very specific show. So when you come to the ITV Home Show, or come to the BBC here, you know, it's a show. Here, everyone knows exactly who you are, who the presenters are. And so it's a lot more personal than the other ones I go to.
How do you decide what sort of things you're going to do? Do you get a huge amount of say in what you're going to cook? Because you've done barbecue food to start off with, desserts in a minute. Or do you just sort of get told?
It depends who's sponsoring it. Pretty much I can do what I want, but there is a theme. Barbecue, certainly, because it's barbecue season, and puddings because I was dessert chef of the year was years ago, and so I do my retro stuff. And also, it's sometimes what Philip and Holly want. So they might, oh, can we have chicken Kiev? And I said, go on then, we'll do that. So it's just relaxed, really. Because I've done This Morning for 18 years, they do trust me. So I'm a bit lucky in that respect.
Talking of desserts, like you said, retro desserts, looking at the list of things you're making as well, Baked Alaska and Arctic Roll, would you say retro desserts are coming back?
I think they did a few, 2 or 3 years ago, but the trouble is, it's not done right. I learnt 40 years ago when, in a minute, we'll make meringue. We don't blowtorch it goes in the oven. You make sure your ice cream, it's got less sugar in it so it doesn't melt. We make a meringue properly, we don't just whisk it up and chuck stuff in. Arctic Roll was always made properly. And so I'm very careful about what I do, and a lot of these recipes I was cooking 35-40 years ago, so they are well tested.
What do you think it is that audiences love stuff like this? I mean, walking around, the atmosphere is amazing. People are so excited to go to all the different stages, to see all the different people, like you say, the presenters, the chefs, the fashion experts. Do you think there's just something for the UK audience about a show like this, and especially when it's sort of centred around This Morning, that brings these communities together that love the show?
I think there is. I think because it's been on so long, it'll be 30 years next year, people trust it, and television to me is a lot about trust. If you see someone on television you don't trust, you're not going to watch it, and I think it comes down to that. You know, over the years, I've been there nearly 19 years, I've seen quite a few presenters, anchors, my wife especially, and so it's become a very trusted, and I hate to use this word, brand. It's become a brand, and it's nice because you get people who say to me, you know what, loved it when your wife did it, my kids grew up now, you know, and it's and you're very lucky, and I'm very lucky to be part of it, very lucky.
We'll let you go and make your Baked Alaska, because I know you've got it. You're ready and raring to go. I'm going to come and watch you make retro puddings properly, yeah.
You come and do it.